Greetings, guys. Dr. Paul here from menspsychology.com, and I'm joined by Tony and Richie, and we have a very special and complimentary program for you to cover today, which is going to amount to how to do an attraction boot camp in your hometown for you and your friends. One of the things that I've noticed over the years working for men and noticing a kind of an internet movement among men, sometimes called the dating community or the men's community, whether you've heard of it or not. About 10 years ago, men realized that we had some problems in Western society, that there weren't any educational resources or trainings for men and only men on how to be more attractive to women and eventually how to find a girlfriend, possibly how to find a wife, how to find happiness and romance as a man. And men started helping other men for free online. Well, that was over 10 years ago that started. And since that time, literally hundreds of companies have cropped up selling this kind of information to men. And usually the people involved with such companies would be, you know, purely sales and marketing people or pure business owners, not behavioral scientists, not people who've ever seen patients or have any kind of educational qualification at human behavior. And I jumped in the fray about 7 or 8 years ago by working with a friend of mine, David D'Angelo, whom you may have heard of, because I saw him as maybe the only business type, non-scientist type, who really was concerned with helping men become gentlemen. So I kind of joined forces with him long ago. But since that time, so many other companies have cropped up charging upward of $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $7,000. I've even heard of one guy charging $10,000 for a weekend, training other men simply how to be attractive, that it goes against the philosophy of menspsychology.com. We really want to, first and foremost, help men advance themselves in their lives, both in the area of women and romance, but also in the area of career and personal growth. So we got the big idea that it would make sense to get guys off to a giant jump start and teach you in a, you know, very economical, brief recording exactly what to do to run your own boot camp at attraction for yourself and your friends from the comfort of your hometown without needing to travel out of state or out of the country or drive anywhere, really, to learn the very same things you would learn from any of the other companies out there that simply try to teach men how to be attractive. Now, coming from a science perspective, we, of course, have, you know, other available programs and courses for you, but they're higher-level things that often go far beyond just how to be sexually attractive as a man. And, you know, you're free to partake of those. But the real truth is, simply by using this program for free in the comfort of your hometown, you ought to be able to learn everything you need to know to be attractive to women in the first place. And from there, you can figure a lot of the rest out on your own. You're a smart enough guy that you can figure out what you want in a woman. You can figure out, you know, when the time is right to just play the field versus find a girlfriend, versus to marry or someday have children if you so choose. You're certainly competent enough to do that. And I don't think anybody on the internet ought to be telling you that you don't know what you're doing at all. That's just not true. So one of the things we're going to do for you is be translators of some of the kind of quirky, at times bizarre terminology that gets thrown around by this subculture called the men's dating community, and translate those words into everyday language for you. Because it's common sense, to be honest. It's all common sense. It's just a matter of getting yourself organized and having the discipline to work on one part at a time of attraction. Now, briefly, what's the difference between merely sexual attraction, which anybody can learn and anybody can teach, you know, if you go on a few good dates, and human courtship? human courtship is a much bigger, broader idea. And it certainly includes how to be sexually attractive. That's the very first phase of any human courtship. But it goes far beyond that. It goes to higher levels of attraction. It goes to understanding female psychology in great depth, and not at a marketer's level, at a scientist level. And it goes into the domain of matchmaking, finding compatibility. One of the things that gets taught out there is that any guy at any time can learn how to attract any woman. And that's probably true for a few brief seconds or minutes. Any man can learn how to be attractive for seconds or minutes. But to go beyond that, we're talking about finding compatibility. So it's just not true that any man ought to attract any woman anytime, because some beautiful women, some sexy women, would be utterly disastrous for you to align with long term, for the reason that you're not compatible, that her personality is a horrible match for yours, that there's a huge difference in your maturity level, and that things would not work out well. Those of you who've dated exceptionally attractive women already and paired up with someone totally incompatible to you already know this. Maybe some guys out there have had long-term relationships and broken up. Maybe some of you guys out there have even been divorced. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. So courtship differs greatly from just sexual attraction in that it involves compatibility of your maturity level and your personality styles. What do you guys think, Tony and Richie, what we're doing here?
Well, this is Tony, and I've attended many of these types of trainings in the past, and the first thing we're going to get into is talking about the environment and the place, and place plays a big role. The situation that you're in, the environment that you're in, the city you're in, the neighborhood you're in, and then the venue you're in, all are going to play a really important role. And we're going to have a lot of good stories to tell about that. That's going to be sort of our starting point.
Yeah, and that's a great starting point. If you know your target market and where you can find many targets, you just increase your odds.
You know, Richie, you're relatively new to the company, and I had the pleasure of hosting you in our recent London training for men. What are some of the things that you saw, you know, go down at that training in a broad introductory sense? As far as, you know, why in the world would men want to specifically learn how to date or how to be attractive?
Well, everybody wants to improve themselves, right, and make themselves more attractive to the opposite sex. But what most people, I don't think, do know is your level of expertise and your educational background and what you bring to the table in your years of experience. That's what's really differentiating you, I think, from the competition. And so what happened in London was that you brought so many ideas and so much expertise to the table and basically kind of bounced it around into a small forum of guys for specifics and general feedback, and it became a great learning and actually a bonding experience for the guys that were there.
I agree. I think one of the valuable differences between just teaching attraction in general, like a cookie cutter kind of method of dating versus the kind of tailored approach we take at our live events, which aren't boot camps, they're men's expeditions. And the Omega Male program is all about the why of the science involved. When you learn that from the Omega Male program on disc, or you come to one of our live men's expeditions, what you learn is the basic model that everybody teaches for how to be attractive. But what we do is by taking it into a courtship level, a guy is able to basically make his own method of attracting women and dating them and selecting them and finding compatibility and taking things to the commitment level, the girlfriend or wife level, if he so chooses, based purely on his own personal life's history and his own personal psychology. Because one of the things that's true about courtship as opposed to merely attraction, gorillas can sexually attract each other, and they don't have training programs to do so. It's built in, it's natural. But for humans to find a suitable mate, or a rich dating life among many different women, if you so choose, you have to know yourself really well, you have to know psychology really well, and you have to know female psychology really well, so that you can tailor exactly what you do to your greatest skills, work on your weaknesses, and essentially, in the end, you develop your own method of dating that works for you and only you. So you never have to worry about women figuring out your secret method or having read one of the numerous books out there or training programs out there and calling you on some of the buzzwords that you hear, like social proof or demonstrating higher value or peacocking. Some of the buzzwords used in the men's dating community out there. You don't have to ever worry about being, quote, found out in that way, because you're truly making this kind of course a part of yourself, tailored to you and only you. Now, one of the things we're going to do with this program for you is to lay out for you a way that you can do this all by yourself. You don't need to go to a boot camp from one of these companies out there, pay $3,000. You don't need to travel out of state or out of the country. You can do it in your hometown, and who knows your hometown better than you? You're going to learn what to do with this program. To learn why we do what we do scientifically, well, that's the domain of the Omega Male program. To learn how to do things, take you by the hand kind of a thing, you would come to one of our live men's expeditions for that. But you don't necessarily need any of that. You're a competent guy. You can do this in your hometown. And all you need to know is what to do to be effective. So as we take things into our first section, our general preparation section, which is the next one to come, I want you guys to agree to something with me. We're doing this for you because we feel it is right to do, that all men deserve access to getting things started and to being sexually attractive men. You shouldn't have to pay to learn how to be sexually attractive, and that's what we're going to learn. But what I want you to agree back by receiving this program or listening to this program, you are licensing it for your personal use only. You're agreeing not to use this in commerce or business, not to start a business. It would likely not go so well anyway, because this is common sense, really. All men can eventually figure this out. We're just trying to speed things up for you. And you also agree to help other men that you know using this knowledge. I want you to spread the word. I want you to help your friends. In fact, one of the things that I think you'll discover in your hometown, and one of the things that you would discover if you came to one of our men's expeditions, is the power of a team, the power of teaming up with a band of brothers to all go learn together, to appeal to women together, to learn about women and dating together. There's a ton of power in having a team. So I would like you to get together 4 to 5 male friends to use this program with and band together to go out and make things happen for yourselves. There are all ranges of men that need this. Men in their early 20s, into their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. It doesn't matter what your age is, this material is still true and still works. But one thing that is true beyond that is that you're the only you in the world. You may have had a lot of great dates in your time. You may be a virgin. You may have a lot of trouble getting things started with women in the first place. You may have trouble approaching women. You're afraid. It's natural to feel afraid approaching strangers. You might be very gifted at approaching women already, and this program is still going to help you because it's like a template, like a checklist to know that you have done everything in your power to do it right. So even if you're already very attractive and gifted with women, you will benefit from this program too. But you're agreeing to use it for your personal use only, to help other men you know with it, and to, you know, honor the material that's in it, because it is original material based in science. So thank you for joining us, menspsychology.com, and let's dive into the first section.